God's Reminder for Today, Don't Let Your Hearts Be Troubled, by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me, John 14:1. Sometimes we face circumstances in life that are just out of our control. No amount of our own planning and effort can make it better, or could have even prevented it from occurring. Hard things happen. We feel at a loss in how to fix it all. Sometimes it seems too broken. We may try hard to regain some sense of order, but life can still feel unbalanced, uncertain, even chaotic because of the pressures that cling too tightly. Jesus himself understood these pressures. Over and over in his word, he reminds us not to worry, not to fear, not to be troubled in our hearts. And on the heels of the Last Supper, before his difficult journey to the cross, Christ offers comfort to his disciples, for he knew what lay ahead. He knew the trials they would all soon face. He could have said so many things in that moment, but these are the words he chose then, and the words that have such power for us still today. Do not let your hearts, your inmost part, center of your spiritual life and physical being, be troubled, agitated, restless, disturbed. Trust, believe, to have full confidence in God, and trust also in me, John 14:1. Four truths from this verse to help us live wisely. Many around us will have troubled hearts in this world, troubled souls, but Jesus reminds us, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't follow the crowd. Stand apart, for we know where our true peace and security are found. Take care of your heart, for it is the fountain and seat of all the thoughts, passions, affections, and purposes in our lives. He reminds us to guard our hearts, for everything we do flows from it. Don't be troubled. Sounds easy enough, but quite possibly the most difficult thing in the world. How can we not be troubled when facing huge trials, loss, illness, and uncertainty? The only answer lies in him, and it's how he ends this verse. Trust. Believe. Have full confidence in God in Christ, for he is the answer for our troubles, every single one. He is our help for each need that we face. He knows our road, the one ahead, and also the tough one we may have just passed through, for he is with us every step. This world is not all we have. This one may be riddled with obstacles, potholes, and even dangerous cliffs. Often we find ourselves struggling just to stay the course, but we can have hope still. Right in the very midst of it, in the tough stuff, in the battle, for he is secure, he is trustworthy, he is faithful, and he has much better and greater blessings still in store. Peace. Intersecting faith and life. The one thing that's been pressing on your heart? Give it to God and make the choice to leave it there. Choose to trust and believe he's working on your behalf, even behind the scenes where you can't see. Ask him for his presence of peace to fill your life today. For further reading, check out John 14, 2-7, John 14:27, and Proverbs 4:23.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.